It's been 1 year since Hurricane Ida made landfall in southeast Louisiana. Winds came in at 150 miles an hour, and Ida became one of the most devastating hurricanes in the U.S. since Katrina struck New Orleans exactly 16 years earlier. The eye of this storm was between the cities of Houma and New Orleans, and much of coastal Louisiana is still recovering. Kezia Setewin of member station WWNO brings us the voices of some of its residents as they reflect on their experiences.
My name is Chad Smith, born and raised in Houma, Louisiana.
My name is Jaden Dardar. I lived in Pontchartrain all my life.
Carolyn Marcel, and I'm from Chauvin.
My name is Zachary Moen. I'm from Houma, Louisiana.
I first asked Chad, Carolyn, Jaden, and Zachary what they remembered about the days leading up to landfall and the decision that everyone faced to stay or go. Here's Zachary.
There was almost no question about going. We were going to stay. Probably because it didn't seem like it was going to be that bad. You know, that's kind of how it always is.
For Chad, who owns a restaurant, Trap Seafood and Wing Spot, it wasn't easy to make a decision as Ida approached.
Well, it was a mixture of do we leave, do we stay? Ultimately, we decided to stay, which I don't think I would ever do again. The main reason for staying was to gain a quick access to the business. After the storm passed, and I would never do that to myself or my family again. The storm felt like it sat on us for about 12 hours. We witnessed roofs coming off buildings, trees falling all around us, just things blowing up and down the street. It was like a horror movie.
Carolyn, like the others, stayed and experienced the wrath of a major hurricane.
We rocked all day in the house. It was a brick house, but that house shook. We watched all the houses all around us and the trailers, everything blow up and they were gone. Sheds rolling down to other people's yards. Pylons cracking, my son's roof flying off on the back part of the house. We thought we were losing the house too. That was the only house that survived.
Jaden, who was 12, evacuated to Texas with his grandma and younger brother. They stayed with his aunt there for over a month.
It was really long. It was like half a day. It was 11 hours. Eat snacks and sleep.
Nearly everyone and everything was impacted by Ida. Housing, food, infrastructure, schools, and while the storm passed on, the challenges for Chad, Carolyn, Jaden, and Zachary were just beginning. Here's Chad.
It was like a movie. Seeing the damage the day after, it was like a movie. Like I said, we stayed, so I guess as soon as the sun came up, we was able to get out and go around and assess everything. And it was like a bomb had been had exploded in the parish. It seemed like no building was untouched, no home was untouched. Every tree seemed like if it wasn't down, it was bent over. Yeah, it was a wild sight to see. While we were gone, it had a lot of rain, and it got into the business. And when we returned to the floors. Were uplifted, walls were molded, flood, you know, the floors were flooded. It was a disaster when we came back. So then we had to reassess everything again because when we left initially, we thought that we fared pretty well. But when we got back, it was a different story. You know, do we rebuild? Do we reopen?
It was hard seeing everything that you have all scattered all over the place. We found most of our stuff we wanted to save, but we didn't find everything. We have a few things that we'll never find. And you work hard to get what you want, and then next thing you know, it's all gone. It's taken from you.
There wasn't any, like, you know, sadness or anger. It was just worry. Like, is insurance actually going to pay for this? You know, I was in school at the time, so, like, how am I going to continue going to school? That we were out of power for like a month. We stayed here for, I would say, like a week, and then we ended up moving to my aunt's house. They have like the home generator sort of thing. So it was me, my mom, and then all of their family all under one roof for like the next few weeks. And that was rough because, like, of course, everyone's like agitated from the storm, always having to go outside and like clear out the yard and do all this stuff, and then you got everyone packed into a house like sardine can.
Residents worked together, even as challenges mounted.
We cooked enough food for the family and some of the friends to come and eat with us so that everybody can have a hot meal. We cooked outside in the sun because we couldn't cook inside. We had no electricity for over a month. And they put us a generator, but we couldn't leave the generators on all the time. We couldn't find the gas for them. Work better, even if you don't have electricity, as long as you're able to clean up your dishes and clean yourself up, it you get along better. But when everybody is aggravated and there's no electricity and no water, it just makes things worse.
For Chad, the big question was the seafood restaurant.
And we decided to reopen. It took us 8 months. We gave away a lot of fried fish during those times, and my mama beans that we've actually added to the menu now. People love them. So we've added that to the menu. We call them my mama red beans. Being able to cook food in the manner that we cook it, like I said, we call it food for the culture. It was incredible during that time to be able to give the people of the area something that they were familiar with, you know, that what their taste buds are used to. Because, you know, we're grateful for the people that come out and, you know, to feed when the community is in need, but you know, we like what we like. So it was great being able to get out and give the people, especially during that time of hardship, you know, just something familiar, something to make them smile, something to really satisfy their taste buds. It was really good to be able to get out and do that.
And Jaden had to go back to school facing his own family's uncertainty with housing after seeing their home for the first time since the storm.
Surprised how much damage had been done to the inside, but not up to the outside, because the outside looked pretty normal. I was kind of angry because we still hadn't, like, gotten a few months earlier, and they wanted us to go to school.
The lives of many in coastal Louisiana will never be the same. Chad Smith, Carolyn Marcel, Jaden Dardar, Zachary Moen, and others, the aftermath from Hurricane Ida is still everywhere. The recovery is still ongoing, more help is needed, and the question still looms. Are we ready for the next storm?
Everyone knows what hurricanes are, everyone knows what they can do, but you don't, like, anytime a bad one rolls through, you're always in the same boat every time. You're fighting insurance, or, you know, in the later stages of it. In the beginning stages of it, you're hunting for gas to exist, yeah. So, you know, why wouldn't there be something in the form of a process, you know, that would be ready to go for situations like this?
My classmates are doing way better. They have, like, fully repaired homes. I hope I have a permanent home soon.
Since the hurricane, we lost our home for the hurricane, then I lost my dad, and then a few months later, I lost my brother. So it's been a hard year since the hurricane. Too much heartache and too much loss, but I'm proud of where we are now. We have a place to call home, and I can't wait to be in it.
Emotions. I mean, we don't need it. Miss us. Go somewhere else. You know, not wishing it on anybody else. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. But you know, we suffered a lot here last year with Hurricane Ida, and a lot of people now are living in FEMA trailers, and those things aren't built to sustain anything like that. So, you know, my emotions, my feelings, my thoughts are just, you know, we just pray that we're spared.
For Here and Now, I'm Kezia Satalin.
Hurricane Ida made landfall in southeast Louisiana 1 year ago today.